Send peace, love, and joy to your loved ones this season with a minted photo holiday card designed by an independent artist. Use code PODCAST for 20% off your order.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You might have heard this morning the use of electric scooters. This is by anybody under the age of 16 in a public place. It's going to be stopped. This is from next Monday now, under these new rules signed by the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan. But it also means under the Road Traffic Electric Scooter Regulation, to give it its full title, the ordinary speed limit now for an electric scooter for all roads is going to be 20 kilometres per hour. But I'm interested in people's thoughts today, and lots of you already getting in touch since I mentioned this at the start of the programme. Is banning e-scooters for those under 16 the right decision? Caitlin is with us on the line. Caitlin, do you agree with the move?
I think that it's quite an interestingly arbitrary move, to be honest, because especially from someone who is supposedly representing the environment, to try and reduce the accessibility of non-car transport options. It's also a really strange piece of legislation in that, for example, the speed limit is 20 kilometres an hour on an e-scooter, but it's 25 kilometres an hour with an e-bike. We've got a maximum wattage of 0.4 kilowatts on an e-scooter, whereas an e-bike pedal assist is up to 0.2 kilowatts.
Yeah, but they're a different structure, though, to sit on and to use.
They are, but at the same time, they are also two-wheeled vehicles that are going to be using the same lanes, they're going to be going into the same places, and I don't understand why there would be such differences, including the fact that lights on an e-scooter only need to be visible from 50 metres, whereas bicycles need to be visible from 99 metres or 500
but
feet.
I would have assumed, now I'm not familiar, I've had an e-scooter before for the purposes of the show and to experience it. I've never sat on an e-bike, but I imagine because of the shape and the size and the structure of the wheels, Caitlin, that it's surely down to a safety measure.
If that was the case, we would have had a lot more discussion about the safety criteria that are not outlined with e-bikes or e-scooters. And Minister Ryan said that it would be an unenforceable thing to bring in 2022 to change the speed, to change the age limit as well. So it's just a bit strange, and it comes together in quite an ad hoc way, rather than going into the details of what they're actually looking at with regards to safety.
But your main point in all of that, and I want you to stay with us because we have a few other callers as well. Your main point, Caitlin, though, is that in an era when we're trying to encourage the kind of the next generation, the current 14, 15 and 16 year olds, when they're older, to maybe not get cars, use public transport, use alternative transport methods, you think that this is a sort of a bizarre decision then to ban those under 16 using e-scooters?
Absolutely. When they're still able to use e-bikes and bicycles, but for some reason not e-scooters.
Colin Baker is with us on the line today. I know you've you have e-scooters yourself, Connor. Is it, like, do you agree with Caitlin on this?
I lent you one of my own, Andrea.
You did indeed.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, I did.
Look, I'm obviously a huge proponent of the e-scooter, and as Caitlin said, the alternative way of getting around, which is absolutely essential given the nature of our traffic and congestion across the city and urban areas. So this is by necessity and something that we absolutely need rather than just some sort of modern affluent luxury. I would tend to agree with most everything Caitlin said, and I'm even swaying now on the point of being 16 and under. I don't have a huge amount of experience of the behaviour of a 15 or a 16-year-old on the streets with an e-scooter. Caitlin makes a very good point about the e-bikes being legitimate for use for under 16-year-olds. I also found the early iterations of the regulations, which were 25 kilometres an hour, and that was perfectly legitimate and safe for e-scooters. You mentioned something I'd like to touch on, Andrea, which was the geometry and the nature and the makeup of an e-scooter. Mm. What I've been trying to get across for quite a long time is that geometrically and in terms of the actual physics of an e-scooter, a safe, well-built e-scooter capable of up to 25 kilometres an hour, we'll say, some of the big brand ones. They are geometrically slightly smaller than a bike. The head position is slightly above that of a bike. The peripheral vision is better because you're not back and spine isn't sloped forward, it's vertical. Your ability to remove yourself from the scooter in the event of a minor mishap is better because you're not, you don't have a frame between your legs. So there's quite a number of factors that make it slightly safer than bicycles, and a couple of factors that make it slightly less, like the small size of the wheels. Now, as regards your point about 16, that, you know, that is they have to place an unequivocal age on it. Would I prefer 14? It really does come down to a suck it and see type of scenario. If there's a lot of misbehaviour under 16, can you really enforce an understanding of the rules of the road in persons under 16?
So should you have to sit like the theory test or something then, Colin? You know, to...
No, there's none of that.
Would that help?
Yes, my compulsion was this. This is what I would have suggested, and this is what I was trying to manifest over the last few years. But look, this stuff has been going on and talked about for ad hominem for far too long. This has been 7 or 8 years in the making, and it really shouldn't be that complicated. What I would have said was that mandatory wearing of helmets, mandatory lighting, sufficient lighting, and a mandatory and simple online course that was simply, with the technology we have, it's easy to do. You sign up, you sign in, you do your little bit of learning, and that's provided as well in terms of resources, and you pass or fail the test, and then you get your little digital license. It's simple. You can even monetize it if you like. And it means that people have agreed to a set of behavior protocols, and they have an understanding.
John has got in touch. He says, I think it's good news related to the use of e-scooters, although I believe anybody using them should actually be in possession of a driving licence in the same way as you have with a car or a motorcycle. Rosemary is with us as well, Colin, in Wexford. Rosemary, is this the sensible move?
Yes and no. I was listening to a lot of what Connor was saying, and he was speaking a lot of truth, because I think it's not the age, it's the user is the problem. I mean, there's some, it doesn't matter what age they are, there's some people who just don't take care on their scooters. They're on their on the footpaths, which should be illegal, because I nearly got mowed down the other day. And I believe an elderly lady was hit recently and lost her life after being hit by a scooter because she was hit on the on a path. But, I mean... And as well as that, the safety feature, they should be compulsory to wear a helmet, high vis, and have some sort of training. Like it's bike week this week.
Fair point.
On a bicycle, I think with a scooter, it's actually more dangerous than a bicycle because it can go faster. And I think there should be some level of training before you can actually get a scooter. You know, that you just can't buy one off the shelf, go off and do your own thing. You know, and Connor's e-scooters, they'd be top of the range, but there are people buying cheaper brands. And I was listening to Pat Kenny the other day, and the lithium batteries can actually go on fire and explode on, you know, some of the brands, the cheaper brands.
So you think there should be there should be something regards, or even the theory test in some format, maybe.
And as well as that, if you, some of the people riding, they just take dreadful risks. So they skirt across in front of cars coming, and, you know, that's okay if they make it to the other side. They don't. It's a catastrophe for the driver of the car, or, you know.
For everybody. Did you say, Rosemary, that you had a close call yourself with somebody in an e-scooter?
I was walking out of town. I had a dog, and I was walking the dog, and next thing, the dog, I could feel him sort of getting a bit stressed that there was something behind me. So I looked behind, and there was an e-scooter just about to pass me on the footpath. And if I had, you know, stepped to the left, it was straight into me, and, you know, I would have been flattened. you know, so, I mean, because there's no noise, you don't hear them coming. Like a bike, someone can ring a bell, you know, if you're in the way. Not that they should be on the footpath anyway, but
yeah,
there
so
should be something.
Some kind of
like I drive an e-car and I'm always conscious that people mightn't hear me coming. So I always kind of, you know, let them know I'm coming and allow for that. But e-scooter on a footpath, they have no respect for a lot of people.
Owen is on the line too, Rosemary. Owen, you're a cyclist. Do you think these new rules preventing younger people, those under 16, from using e-scooters, it's the right step?
Hi. Yes, I think it's a pretty sensible move, actually, I have to say. There's a couple of things about e-scooters that make them less safe than bikes. One is the tiny little wheels, which means if you hit the smallest pothole or bump in the road, it gives you a little speed wobble. Another is that they have much narrower handlebars, which also makes them unstable. And both of those things mean that, first of all, even looking over your shoulder while riding an e-scooter is going to make you wobble. And it also means that you can't indicate because you need both hands to hold the thing steady. So that's, I think both of those are really problematic. And then another thing is the light, the rear light on an e-scooter is about 3 inches off the ground. So if you're in a car coming up behind an e-scooter, you just don't see the light, you know? Where on a bicycle, at least it's maybe a foot and a half off the ground. So it's that much safer, you know? So I would say that an e-bike is much safer than an e-scooter.
You think
especially when you're hitting small bumps and small potholes, where a bike will just bounce and carry on going, and an e-scooter would get charged.
I would have thought the same even without having used an e-bike before, but I've previously used Colin's e-scooter, as I said, for a report we were doing here for the show. And like you do, you feel every bump and every single pothole. No doubt about that, Owen, when you go over it. The point that Caitlin made earlier, though, that like we're now going to cap the scooter speeds at 20 kilometres, and if you're on an e-bike, you can fly along past at 25. Is that fair?
Well, the e-bike is going to be a lot safer. I mean, where are they going to go? They're not allowed on the pavement. So you're in a bicycle lane where there's a bicycle lane. If there isn't a bicycle lane, you're on the road in the traffic. You know, you're so much safer on a bicycle than on a scooter.
David is with us too. David, I believe you've launched e-scooter fleets in the UK previously. So would you support these rules that we're bringing in from Monday here?
Yeah. Well, certainly, yeah, I've a lot of experience now for the last few years. I was across in the UK during COVID and everything, launching fleets over there. And it was very interesting seeing the experience of locals using them for the first time. It's a little bit different here now because we're a few years down the line. And even though I know the legislation is only coming active here now, obviously we've a few years of seeing people on them and people using them, where in the UK, say 4 or 5 years ago, there were still, even when we launched them, there was still very little experience out there. So it was interesting to see the psychology of the whole thing, the whole process, if you know what I mean. In regards to the under 16 thing, I think it is the right thing to do, certainly for the moment. There's a core fundamental point that you can't forget about the difference. Everyone always goes to comparing bikes to scooters, and we can trash that out forever and ever and ever. But there's a core thing that still happens on scooters and probably will for quite a while until the technology gets much better and until every single scooter has indicators and stuff on it. But you can't take one hand off an e-scooter, because the handlebars are too close to each other. Your two hands are right beside each other. So it's very, very difficult to balance an e-scooter with one hand, where kind of everybody, particularly because people learn how to cycle from such a young age, we don't really learn how to e-scooter from such a young age. So by the time people are 14, 15, 16, 17, most people are pretty adept on a bike and are well able to cycle a bike. A lot of people with no hands, but certainly well able to cycle with one arm. So when you're approaching a roundabout, you can indicate to other and let other cars and vehicles around you, let them know where you're going. The problem on an e-scooter is you can't do that. Now, the problem we have, and I saw this happening in the UK when we launched them, most people stand up on an e-scooter for the first time. They press it, they go up and down the road a little bit. They might get a little bit of testing. Maybe if it's an e-scooter fleet that's been launched, and you might get a pretend helmet to put on or whatever. And they go, oh, yeah, that's how it works, and that's where the brake works. And then off they go out on the road, and a lot of the time it's fine. But they don't realise the roundabout situation until they're on it, which, of course, at that point, it's way too late. Mm. You can't let anyone know where you want to go, and you're stuck in the middle of this roundabout. For me, that single point alone is enough of a reason not to allow under 16.
What do they do typically in other countries? Like, it would say for the UK and European countries where you've launched these e-scooter fleets, David, is 16 the typical age, the average?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
is, right?
It is, yeah, yeah. Well, now, not particularly maybe in Eastern Europe and stuff, they might allow it a little bit younger than that, but definitely in Germany, where the standards were kind of initially set, because that was one, and a lot of the Nordic countries, because they've been in the Nordic countries for a lot longer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where a lot of the standards were set, and they all use 16.
They go with 16. Take a listen. I have a voice note in here, too, from a listener about this.
The problem isn't age or anything to do with scooters or bicycles. It's to do with we're all fighting for the same space on a medieval city road system. That's what the problem is.
That is a fair point too, Colin, isn't it, Colin Baker? Like, you know, there's only so much space on these roads.
Yeah, very much so. And look, as I said at the very beginning, to circle back to that, we need this. We need alternatives. There just isn't the space on the roads for the amount of people who want to drive, particularly in the urban areas, never mind the parking issues and even the cost, both to the pocket and to the environment. It has to be said that e-scooters and the likes, if you're not into getting on your bike and cycling and using the blood, sweat and tears, it's a great, easy way around. It's cheap and it's good for the environment. As regards a couple of the comments there about sort of how you indicate, again, there's already tried and tested protocols as regards indicating with your legs. So I wear reflectors on my ankles, and which obviously work in the evening, but also you swing a leg up slightly to the right, just as you would do with your hand on a bicycle, and likewise to the left. And I can tell you it's a very easy thing to do. What's that?
And would the motorist in the car behind you see that, you sort of slightly swinging your leg to the right?
Even more so than a hand, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite dramatic. Sorry, I might see it sound like a ballet dancer.
Yeah, but
no,
but
I'm swinging it out
to,
in about sort of 30 degrees.
You want to be fairly tall,
degrees.
Wouldn't you? For like, yeah, there you go.
You're swinging it. Look, I mean, it's the same on a bike. Like, you know, how significant are you handing out your arm? I can tell you just in practice that it works very well, you know, much as you might analyse.
Listener just wants to make the point very quickly here in the text as well to say, what about the mandatory licence after a mandatory training and test? I think there should be mandatory high-vis, jackets, helmets, mandatory horn and bell, proper rear lights and mandatory insurance. Without the full package, I think the risks outweigh the advantages for society. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's e-scooters banned for those under 16 in public places from next Monday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.